So with that, we're going to go to our last case study, and we'll hear from Kelly Lucci with the Vermont Energy Investment Corporation. Kelly has worked at the Vermont Energy Investment Corporation for the last 2 years. She manages public relations for the organization and has a particular focus on supporting the work of Efficiency Vermont, the statewide energy efficiency utility operated by VEIC. Prior to joining VEIC, she served on the staff of U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders for 6.5 years, leading his Vermont outreach on energy and environmental issues. So with that, I'll turn it over to Kelly. Thank you.
Hi, and thank you, Emma, for including us in the webcast today. I really appreciate the opportunity to share our experiences and learn from all the others. So just to make sure, Emma, my screen's showing up for you guys?
We don't see the slides yet. Did you get the pop-up box?
I haven't had the pop-up box yet, no.
Okay. Hey, Laura, I need to switch controls over to Kelly.
Perfect, okay.
I'm back. All right, great. It's showing up now.
Great. Perfect. All right. So as Emma highlighted, I work with the Vermont Energy Investment Corporation, and we have operated programs in Vermont for the last 10 years. Doesn't seem to be advancing my slide. Is it advancing for you guys?
If you click on the slide or press the down arrow or page down.
Yeah, I am, and it's not moving.
If you right-click and select next slide, that might work as well.
Let's try that. There we go. Okay. Technical issues behind us. So one of the key programs that Vermont Energy Investment Corporation has operated for about a little over a decade now is in Vermont. It's a statewide program focused on demand-side management for electric usage. And having been around for more than a decade now, you know, we're in a place where there's a lot of knowledge about what we do, but not and how you can participate in our programs, perhaps not a lot of knowledge about sort of the wide-scale impact of that. So I wanted to just share a little bit of our experience in the last couple of years, trying to do some sort of broader education and perception with key influencers and other allies in Vermont to help drive participation in our programs. So Efficiency Vermont, as I said, is a statewide entity focused on electric efficiency, and we also do thermal efficiency. It is funded by a charge on electric bills in Vermont, and it's pretty widely considered a model of successful energy efficiency programs, the first statewide entity to operate this way. Now, if you take a look at our broad impact over the last 10 years, you can see that it actually amounts to quite a lot. The red segment on this graph shows the cumulative impact of energy efficiency on electric needs in Vermont. And at this point, just to kind of sum up where it is, we're about 13% less electricity usage than we would otherwise be as a result of these programs. That means less need for new transmission lines, new power plants, and everybody saves. So context on that 13%, you know, it's enough to power the entire city of Burlington, which is the largest city in Vermont, small nationally, but large for Vermont. It's enough to power that entire city for 12 years. So it's really added up to quite a lot. The next slide shows kind of what a good deal energy efficiency is for the state. Even though the charge on people's electric bills has been a source of friction really from the beginning of our program, you know, when you add up all the costs and you compare it with the cost of generating and transmitting electricity, we're actually at less than half of that. So it's a good deal, and it's cheaper than buying power. So this is kind of broadly why Efficiency Vermont exists. So the question then goes, with a range of programs touching the residential, the commercial sector, really every single person in Vermont, with brand recognition in the state that's over 70%, and with demonstrated success at meeting kind of the goals of our program, what are the communication challenges that we see ourselves facing? And I think the key one is if you only know us through participating in our programs, then you probably have a fairly narrow view of the impact of Efficiency Vermont and the benefits that we provide to the state. And you're perhaps more likely to challenge the necessity for energy efficiency for the state as a whole and that investment that we're all making on our electric bills. So you really don't know the full story. So our goal over the last couple of years has been to address that challenge, by sort of helping do some broader perception building and engagement with folks so they understand why the state has made this choice to invest in efficiency and the impact that that's really having, whether they participate in our programs or not. So we step back and we asked a couple key questions. It fits very well in the framework that Emma presented at the beginning. We said if we want to kind of build perception in the state and get people to understand the value, we need to go beyond sort of the targeting that we've done for the audiences for our programs. We want buy-in from decision makers and policy makers, and we want support from the folks in the state who are engaged on energy issues and should really be our natural allies. So our targeted audience becomes legislators and policy makers, local energy groups, and other folks who are really engaged at the community level in Vermont, where we have more than 200 town energy committees or coordinators who are just working on a local level, knocking on doors and engaging in person-to-person outreach on sustainable energy. And then there are a lot of other folks engaged in the Vermont energy sector, so our partner utilities, other nonprofits who are working on efficiency. How can we make sure that our message is getting out to them and they understand kind of the benefits of this investment the state has made? Then we sort of talk through what are the most effective ways to reach them. Working on a statewide basis, I think we have the opportunity to leverage earned media a little bit more than with one single targeted specific program. And so we know key media outlets that particularly policymakers are engaging with. And then Vermont's a small state, so there's a lot we can do with our professional contacts, our person-to-person outreach, and social media. And then we ask ourselves, what motivates these folks? Really, especially for the key policymakers, what they want to know is that Efficiency Vermont is delivering value to the state. They may come to that conversation with a perspective that's a little bit critical based on the fact that there's this energy efficiency charge, but we want to sort of engage with them and have a conversation about what that investment really means for the state. And then, folks who are working with us on the local level, they really want to maximize the value that they're getting. How can they help businesses and homes in their communities benefit from energy efficiency? How can they expand that value at a local level? So in approaching these challenges, as I said, we're a mature program. We've had a lot of people in Vermont have been touched by our programs, have engaged with us over the years, whether from buying a CFL at a discount or installing, efficient appliances in their homes or upgrading lighting in a business. There's a lot of stories that are out there. And how do we tell them effectively in a way that's not just about, we want you to buy into the program a little bit more. We actually want to engage with you on a higher level. And so our first priority has been to build out content that highlights our broad impact on the state and shares kind of our strategies, our thinking, and our expertise on energy issues. And our first kind of efforts in the last year to look at this have been through the development and launch of a new blog and a series of white papers, really looking further ahead to the state and how we can leverage a lot of the planning and the goals that have been set on a statewide level and look into exactly what tactics are going to be needed to meet those goals. But really what we're doing in launching these new channels is we're becoming our own storytellers. We're showing our value rather than just telling people that we have value for the state. And some of the tactics I list off on this slide are that we've pursued, I think, in developing that content are really thinking like a journalist. You know, don't just assume that people want to hear what you want to say. Really try to be engaged in the conversations that they're having and find ways to deliver content that is of value and interest to them. You know, be transparent about the goals and the strategies that we're pursuing. Seek out those compelling anecdotes and statistics that really highlight the impacts that we're having. And engage readers by asking their opinions on what they want to learn from us. So that's the general tactics that we've pursued through storytelling here. If we look at the impact that we're seeing in terms of readership trends, which is the easiest numbers to pull, we are seeing, numbers are small because it is Vermont, but we are seeing a steady kind of growth in terms of engagement with readers. We're getting, it's not captured on this slide, but we're getting more comments. We're starting to do interactive polling, and we're seeing a steady trend of increase over the last couple of years, and we feel like that's one of the best endorsements we can have in terms of the content that we're putting out there. The other key piece that I think is helpful to point out in the context of this slide is it's an iterative process, as we highlighted earlier in these presentations. So, you know, we're developing content that we're putting out on our own channels, but that's feeding into our outreach to earned media. We're leveraging it on social media, and it's giving us great content that we can cite in our person-to-person and professional networks in Vermont that we never really had digitally before, when all of our messaging was focused just on getting people to participate in programs. Now we're telling a wider story, and we're able to use the content that we've developed to really enhance that. So what have we learned? Just some of our key learnings have been around you'll see a lot kind of out in digital marketing that it's all about the quantity of the content that you put out there. And what we've really come away understanding is that it's about the quality of the content we're developing. We'll find that when we do fewer posts, but posts that we're really proud of and that we really feel like get at that deeper value story, that's when we tend to have more engagement and more interest and more readership. We've also found that, you know, big picture stories tend to resonate with folks. Some of the topics we've done, have been around home energy labeling, and that generated a really engaged conversation among our readership around sort of what that could mean for Vermont if we implement labels that show kind of what the mile per gallon rating for people's homes are, what impact that would have on home sales. And it's been really interesting to see feedback, not just from folks who are engaged on energy issues every day, but from folks who perhaps were only aware of Efficiency Vermont through our programs originally and now are starting to get more interested in this bigger conversation. The other key point, though, I think that's important to emphasize is that this enhances, but it doesn't replace program-based promotional efforts, and we never intended to do that. It's about broader building of positive perception, really helping people understand what is going on and why Vermont has decided to make a big statewide investment in energy efficiency and why it is a great deal for them if they participate in some of the other programs that we offer on the residential and commercial level. So what does this mean for folks out the wider world trying to think about what tactics and what channels might be effective for them in terms of communicating their program successes? I think there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, but some of the key learnings that we've walked away from is, going back to the framework that Emma highlighted, doing your homework first. really evaluating sort of what your broader strategy and goals are, and segmenting your audience based on that, evaluating them, and catering the content and the stories that you develop to speak to them. Don't neglect that bigger picture impact of your program. You know, it's not always just about reporting on the key successes you've had within the program, but how does it fit into the broader picture? I think if people are more interested in energy issues and more concerned about climate change and global warming, the more we can highlight how all of this, these impacts are feeding into a broader effort, the better off we are. So don't neglect the bigger picture. Collaboration with people who are out in the field implementing programs is key to finding and sharing great stories. And also stakeholder buy-in on this kind of long-term effort is really critical. You know, we know when we're launching a blog or we're investing in white papers, it takes a lot of time and patience to develop quality content. And just knowing that if you have done your homework and you know that this is going to be an effective method for you, you are making that investment, and, you know, your stakeholders need to be engaged and bought in, and understanding that you know, it may not turn around results immediately, but you're really investing in the long term and making sure that makes strategic sense. And that's been our experience here. So that sums it up. Again, I appreciate you guys including us in the program today. And if folks have any questions, they can feel free to follow up with me directly at this contact info.
Great. Thanks, Kelly. It's an excellent presentation. If anyone has any follow-up questions for Kelly or any of the other speakers, please go ahead and enter them into the GoToWebinar control panel, and we will get to those at the end of the webcast. I just wanted to reiterate a couple things that Kelly said that I thought were really, really great points. She stressed the value of anecdotes as well as statistics, and I think in the realm of storytelling, it's just so powerful to have direct feedback of the experiences of specific participants, and I think some of the other presentations today highlighted that as well. Just really being able to convey a compelling story is something that's really huge for sharing the results of programs. So thank you for pointing that out, and also again iterating the fact that this is an iterative process, and I think the framework and all of the examples today have really, really hit on that as well. So we'll go to our last poll question for the day. And as Kelly mentioned in her presentation, you know, Efficiency Vermont has, as a mature program, encountered some stumbling blocks along the way of trying to figure out how the best way to convey successes, and I think they've come up with a pretty effective and compelling model. So what other stumbling blocks and challenges have communities faced in getting the word out about your program? So if you could all take just a moment to provide us with some feedback via the poll, we'd greatly appreciate it. All right, I think we can go ahead and pull up our poll results. And so it looks like just about half of the folks on the line have really struggled with a lack of capacity and not having a dedicated outreach person. And I do think that's something that at least EPA has heard from a lot of the communities and states that we've worked with, and hopefully the strategies in this series of webcasts have helped to provide some ideas about how folks can work with the resources that they have. And then also other answers that resonated with folks that a lot of programs are new and are, you know, not quite at the point where they're ready to start sharing results. But it's important, as I think Keith stressed, is to think about this as early on in the program, how you're going to be reaching your stakeholders and what kind of data you do need to be collecting along the way. So thank you to everyone for providing your feedback.